Part 2. Boy Physics. Physics at the moment is again very muddled. In any case, for me, it is too complicated, and I wish I were a film comedian or something of that sort, and had never heard anything about physics.
Wolfgang Pauli.
The more I think about the physical portion of the Schrödinger theory, the more repulsive I find it. What Schrödinger writes about the visualizability of his theory is probably not quite right. In other words, it's crap. Werner Heisenberg. If all this damned quantum jumping were really here to stay, I should be sorry I ever got involved with quantum theory. Erwin Schrödinger. Chapter 7. Spin Doctors. One wonders what to admire most. The psychological understanding for the development of ideas, the sureness of mathematical deduction, the profound physical insight, the capacity for lucid, systematic presentation, the knowledge of the literature, the complete treatment of the subject matter, or the sureness of critical appraisal. Einstein was certainly impressed by the mature, grandly conceived work he had just reviewed. It was difficult for him to believe that the 237-page article with 394 footnotes on relativity was the work of a 21-year-old physicist who had been a student and just 19 when asked to write it. Wolfgang Pauli, later nicknamed the Wrath of God, was acerbic and regarded as a genius comparable only with Einstein. Indeed, from the point of view of pure science, said Max Born, his one-time boss, he was possibly even greater than Einstein.
Wolfgang Pauli was born on 25th of April 1900 in Vienna, a city still in the grip of fin de siècle anxiety while enjoying the good times.
His father, also called Wolfgang, had been a physician, but abandoned medicine for science and in the process changed his family name from Pacheles to Pauli. The transformation was complete as he converted to Catholicism amid fears that the rising tide of anti-Semitism threatened his academic ambitions. His son grew up knowing nothing of the family's Jewish ancestry. At university, when another student said that he must be Jewish, Wolfgang Jr. was astonished.
I?
No, nobody has ever told me that, and I don't believe that I am. He learnt the truth from his parents during his next visit home. His father felt vindicated by the decision to assimilate when, in 1922, he was appointed to a coveted professorship and became the director of a new institute for medical chemistry at Vienna University.